30-year-old inmate Chris Lance has been training a stocky tan dog named Waylon for over 2 months. Waylon showed up eating everything in sight and not housebroken. But today, he does tricks like this.
Yes. Look at me. Orange. Blue. Go Gators.
Waylon high-fives Lance with both paws. Waylon is earning his PhD today for being one of the class's most well-behaved. Program Executive Director Jen Dean says that's a big step considering she takes only dogs with major issues.
The dogs that jump on people, that chew things, that aren't potty trained, generally it's the big dogs because that's what stays in the shelters longer than anything else.
Waylon is going home with a family today after sleeping beside Lance's bunk every night as he serves his 7-month sentence.
So definitely reinforce my patience. Especially with Waylon, and keeps your mind off of things, you know.
And the privilege of living in the dog dorm helps keep down conflict between inmates, he says.
When we get out, we don't want to come back in here for any reason.
A University of North Florida study determined the program has the potential to reduce the number of released inmates who wind up back behind bars. Lance says when he gets out, he wants to become a certified dog trainer. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.